You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Hey, yo, what's up, man? We're back at it again, and this is Cypher Something, and I'm back with
DeAndre
and Masenko.
Guys, I wanted to start off today, all right?
Let's go.
Check it out. Did you guys ever have a dream job when you guys were kids?
For me, personally, most definitely. My entire life, I wanted nothing more but to be an artist. Like, I wanted to draw, paint. I wanted to work for Nickelodeon. I wanted to work for Cartoon Network. Hella shit, bro.
That's solid.
Like, that's I really wanted to be on some, like, some art shit. Like, some real Leonardo da Vinci type shit. No lie.
What about y'all? What about Masenko here? Who would you want to be?
Dude, to be honest with you, as a kid, I always wanted to be a police officer.
Really?
I do not have weed on me.
To be honest, okay. I thought about it, but with the surroundings I had, it was just like, shit, Step Pops was always in and out of jail. Everybody in my family was doing something bad. So as soon as I said that, nigga, they all laughed. So
they're like, it was like, bro, I kind of want to be a cop. And everybody else is on, fuck the police.
Nigga, why you want to be a cop? Nigga, you remember snitch, when nigga? They took me away from you, nigga? And I'm like, they took you away from me because you did a robbery. I don't know. I would take you away too. Nah.
But nah.
Yeah. You a snitch.
I always thought, like, you know, even as like a, you know, African American or whatever, like I knew the system was fucking fucked up, even as a young age. But I always felt like, damn, I can probably like change that from the inside. What the fuck are y'all doing?
Nah, I didn't know.
I'm showing how to mix this beer, my bad.
Ooh, fuck. Alright, go ahead.
Yeah, but no, go ahead, you wanted to be a cop.
Yeah, no, I wanted to be a cop. I kind of wanted to change everything from the inside, but like, you know, even, you know, looking in.
You gotta overthrow the KKK that way.
No, my biggest thing was just that, like, sometimes, like, you just become a part of the problem. You just allow things to happen.
Yeah.
And I was never okay with that.
You didn't want to do that.
I would never be okay with, like, you know, just watching shit go by, watching people who I work with, who I can't really say anything about because I work with them.
Yeah. I honestly feel that. Like, that's the struggles of wanting to be a cop. I never felt that before. I'm so sorry. But, like, yeah. I understand where you're coming from. When I was a kid, bro, I had three dream jobs, bro. My first dream job, I wanted to be an astronaut.
I thought about being an astronaut at one point in time. I was like, that shit got to do with hella math. I don't know if I want to do
that. No, I learned that it took too much schoolwork. I was like, I'm too lazy for that shit.
Nigga,
I can't do that.
Way too. I'm
then
cool.
The second dream job I wanted to do... Mm-hmm. I wanted to be like a critic.
Not a movie critic.
My critic was like, it was like, I just get paid for my opinion.
Honestly.
On anything, not just movies. Like,
but how would you even go about, but like.
They call me over, they'd be like, DeAndre, we got this new thing coming out. Try this shit, nigga. We need your input. But see, and then I'll be like.
How could you be a multi-platform critic? Like, I feel like. Like, the Bizarre Foods nigga, like, that nigga don't go and watch movies. I feel like the LaFlame guy with the blonde hair, like, I feel like them niggas that do that, they just do that. Like, how would you go about being a critic of everything?
I just thought I was that nigga to do that. When I was a kid, I was like, bro, if I could just review stuff, that would be so sick. Like, this was before reaction YouTubes and shit like that.
I was just about to say that. In
the
world of
YouTube. Before all that shit came out. I was thinking of doing that shit when I was a kid. But my third one, and this is still something that I want now, I want to get paid to do nothing. Just get paid.
How? Like just you're trying to
reason. Be a Kardashian? Just for no reason. Just for, yeah, something like
how
that.
How,
though? Just get paid for me being me.
But, like, you got to be realistic. Okay. That's why it's a dream, though. I do understand that 100%. You can really get paid for being you if you're a personality. Like, if you're somebody on YouTube, somebody on TikTok. Like, there's so many motherfuckers who just get paid for just being themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, shit. You could really do that, honestly, and that's why I wanted to start a podcast. I wanted to just get paid to just talk about regular
just,
shit.
Just live.
Get paid. But honestly, though, I always wanted, like, if I was able to have, like, I don't know, 70-year-old plus something just taking care of me and paying my bills, I think I'd sign up for that. Sign up for that because I don't want to work. And I want a fucking Lamborghini. Like, it's kind of like, fucked up. I don't want to work, but I want a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, like, that's, but that's life, though. That's, like, why do we have to work?
Because in episode one from last week, you guys would know that we're all in the system. We have to work because a couple of niggas got together with a little bit more power than us and said that we have to. So instead of me, you, and him and three other niggas saying we don't have to, regardless of saying, hey, I'm not a sheep, niggas is sheep, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Niggas is sheep. You can be as woke as you want, but until you got your own money doing your own thing, it ain't really much you could do.
Yeah.
Like, what you gonna do? I'm not paying my taxes. You see them rich niggas.
The IRS is gonna be like,
nigga, hey, IRS, nigga, the biggest gangster, on the planet.
Nigga, where my money at? It's Debo.
Okay, hey.
The IRS is Debo.
You don't want to pay me? Cool. You gonna look at your paycheck like, huh?
They over here like finishing your plate, putting the extra shrimp. They're garnishing.
Oh, nigga, dead ass. The IRS is like, you eating out with your family and you eating dinner. You like, man, I'm gonna save this for later. And they like, no, you not, nigga.
Give me that shit.
Nigga, I'm eating right
that
now.
Shit just. Nah.
And you're like, but I'm full right now and I have plenty left over. I want to eat it later. Nah, that extra is mine.
That's mine.
It's mine.
Oh, and then you'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go home and get some. Oh, that's mine too.
That is mine.
Everything is theirs, but it's like shit. Honestly, it's so many different alternatives to not working. Like, shit. Honestly, I would want to grow weed. Would you grow? Would you grow weed? Hell yeah, my guy.
Okay. So,
yeah, you can get murked for that, but no.
Not really. Not if you out there not being super duper flashy. Like, I can tell you that I meet people all the time who are regular Joe Schmoes who grow a lot of weed.
So, for the people who don't know, there's a push for the federal legalization of marijuana.
How do you feel about that, though?
I fucks with it.
How do you feel about weed, Masenko-san?
How do I feel? I have no, like, I don't understand why it was demonized in the first place, to be honest with you. You know, like, why it was illegal in the first place, to be honest with you.
Masenko.
What's up?
What did you talk about in the episode from last week? Capitalism.
Yes.
Weed is something that doesn't kill nobody. It's something that we can all easily have access to. And have you ever been in a room full of niggas that's high? Ain't nothing happening. Ain't nobody doing nothing. We all getting along. And Steve, what do capitalists make money off of? Problems.
Problems, bro.
More money, more
problems.
That's why it's like, I always had like, even looking back at history, you know, if you wanted to compare marijuana to like alcohol and prohibition and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like,
there's no comparison.
It just, it doesn't make sense.
Weed is too good.
It, yeah.
Come on, bro. Weed was demonized and called the devil's lettuce. Meanwhile, in hospitals, they were giving people cocaine to calm them down if they were schizophrenic. And things like alcohol and tobacco that kill hundreds, thousands, yet millions every day.
Lung cancer.
Is legal. You see what Joe Biden trying to do? Getting rid of everything tobacco related. Mm-hmm. So weed legalization just got a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
And fun fact, you can now get caught with 3 ounces of marijuana on you, and you'll be okay.
Damn.
3 ounces?
But what if you're driving high?
Driving High, okay. The only thing that I feel like that I hate with the whole legalization of weed is them trying to create breathalyzers. How do you...
For weed?
For weed?
Yeah, a breathalyzer. Yeah. Explain how you would measure that. If I'm an avid weed smoker, I smoke every day. Maseko's son does not. I can smoke 8 blunts and go for a drive or a jog or a walk. Maseko does not. He can only smoke 1. So how can you measure what's too much based off of my tolerance and his?
Your tolerances are different.
That's if we all drink 4 bottles of Hennessy, we all going to be fucked up equally.
Unless you're an absolute demon.
Unless you're fucking a spawn from hell, you're probably going to be fucked up.
You're Satan himself. Literally Satan.
Himself. Satan reincarnation at that point. And it's like...
It's like, if you drink 4 bottles of Hennessy, you got me fucked up. So, and I you're mean, not fucked up.
So it's just going to be like an inaccurate measurement.
It's going to be inaccurate. Yeah. Bro, there's no way. There's no way. And not only can you get caught with 3 ounces on you, there that breathalyzer thing is the thing they're talking about. It has not been yet qualified, but it's like they're doing that. And it's like, think about it from a job level.
Like, dude, like, how could you really tell if I smoke weed? Well, piss.
Yeah, but if it's legal in, what, in 35 states and counting, and New York just legalized it with all their new requirements, and it's, of course, 100% recreational, how can you really justify that on the job level? How can you be like, yo, you got to pass this drug test? Why?
Is it not weed anymore? Do they not do weed anymore?
I don't know what they do.
I'm sure they do cocaine and meth and all that shit. But maybe weed is not a big thing. Maybe for specific jobs, weed is a thing. Like, you want to be a train driver. They'd be like, you can't smoke weed.
If you want to be a train driver, if you want to be a truck driver.
If you want to be an airplane.
I mean, if you on the job, bro.
Pilot.
If you on the job, yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? They don't want to see you smoking weed all the time and shit. But I'm like...
Or being high at work.
Yeah, or being... Yeah, just being high at work and shit. Being unprofessional or whatever like that. But I'm like...
Why is it unprofessional being high, though?
But why would you assume that when it comes to weed? Because it's legal? Is tobacco and alcohol not legal? Do you guys drink and smoke cigarettes at work? No.
You gotta drink at work.
Oh.
This nigga. Okay. He on some other
damn,
shit.
I just snitched on myself.
Nah, but no, really. I understand what you're saying, like, cause like, you know, I don't drink at work. You feel me?
You a lying ass nigga.
No, I don't fucking drink at work. Like, I drink when I get off work. You know what
is
I mean?
Is that professional? No.
What do you mean?
Yes. I'm in my fuck? Nigga, if I'm clocked off and I post a picture of me smoking a blunt, I'm clocked off and at home, what my job gonna say? DeAndre, on your spare time, you really over there getting high? Yes.
But what about other jobs? What about other jobs?
Like what?
Being an entertainer.
What? Entertainer?
Getting caught smoking weed as an entertainer? Or like doing some type of drug as an entertainer?
Like what kind of entertainment? Like comedy?
Say you're an actor for Nickelodeon for one of the live action shows.
That makes sense because you have to put on a...
public image.
You got to put on a public image. Like,
but 9 times out of 10, you smoking weed is not a problem.
Nah, bro. Okay, if we did a random drug test on the cast of Disney Channel, how many shows do you think we have canceled the next day?
A bunch, bro.
Bro, we fucking grew up watching iCarly, a fucking magical, happy Dixie show. The producer was a demon, a molester, a raper.
Dan Schneider is a
Dan
fucking
Schneider was
demon.
Lucifer.
He was a demon. He made so many shows.
So many shows. Victorious was another show. Really good shows. But he was a demon.
He's a demon. Like, god damn. How are you that horny?
It's all about image. And we sitting there watching Carly like, oh my god. Like, this girl.
This show is so giving.
Like, blah, 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 blah. This bitch is living her best life. And in reality, it was certain episodes where she was crying on show. Because they got to put up a persona. And I feel like weed only has a bad reputation only mainly because it's mostly in the black community. White guys.
What? Hippies? people yeah. smoke weed all the time.
Yeah, okay, but if I did a line of coke right next to Billy, who you think finna get beat the fuck up? When hippies do it, it's cool. When we do it, it's criminal. Like, how many years later did they... Okay, I will admit that them letting niggas out of jail for marijuana charges is a really good thing.
That's good. If you're going to legalize it now, you might as well let them out.
But y'all letting them out after all the white boys set up shop, became CEOs, and started their own brands?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Cool, you letting us out after the white boys picked up the exact same thing we was doing, and y'all made it okay for them to do. It seems like the dogs was at the front of the line. Y'all put on leashes. Was like, hey, hurry up. Hurry up, get ahead. And then now y'all want to, okay, I guess. Like, what? No. As soon as Billy Bob Bo Faggin opened up a fucking cannabis club, Maseko should have been released for having eighth on him that night. Why is that something y'all got to go back to? Like, y'all forgot.
The game's cold.
That's going back to your question, why weed is so demonized. It's the black culture love it. I admit now it's more of a... Nigga, you ever been to the cannabis club? You know how many walks of life you see in there?
Bro,
I've seen niggas in scrubs, in suits, lawyers, elderly, cowboys. Nigga.
I would go in and be like, you smoke weed?
Bro, yes. Nigga, I'd have been in line with motherfuckers. Old ass white dude. He look at me, I look at him. Hey, what are you getting in here today? Yesterday I had some biscotti. That shit had me on my keister.
You said, we're trying to see the new strain.
And I'm sitting here like, I don't know this nigga, but we sitting here bonding over something that mutually benefits us both. And guess what? You don't gotta have any political views to be a stoner. Nigga, you know how many times I've just been smoking out in public and somebody's like, yo, match it. Boop, boop. Hey, what's your name? Oh, conversation starter. You know how many conversations start off alcohol? None. Just arguments.
Just, when you drink, it's just like, oh release my God, that was demons. So good. I want to fight someone now.
Nigga, you ever been sloppy drunk?
That's you.
I never fought
no one. Nah, nigga. What YG say? Dark liquor give me energy.
Hey, no, actually, I fucking love dark liquor.
Hold on.
Hennessy.
Dark liquor is so good.
I love Hennessy, but Hennessy...
can see its way out, right?
Hennessy done got niggas into
just... Honestly, Hennessy, I fucking love Hennessy. It makes me dance really well.
Honestly.
Tequila, too.
Tequila? I'm Rico Suave on tequila.
Bro, I'll be doing everything, I'll be, bro. Tequila,
hey, I ain't gonna lie. I had a bunch of videos of me on Snapchat fucking dancing off some tequila. I'm fucking sweating, looking hella Puerto Rican. Killing the game.
You just feel great. When you dancing off of some tequila, my Hennessy though, I be busting. I be doing so much shit, bro.
You ever had Henny dick? Throw down that Henny dick. Where you just so sloppy drunk, your shit just rock hard. You just sitting there like everything I'm about to do. You should record.
It's demon.
You should record.
Oh shit.
That Hennessy make you feel like if you start OnlyFans tonight, nigga, you finna have views.
That's Super Saiyan juice.
It'll either make you knock some shit out or beat a nigga ass.
I'm beating something up.
It's either that pussy or this nigga over here.
It's like Dave Chappelle, the Samuel Jackson, it'll get you drunk. You might fight a nigga or two.
Nigga, that's dead on. He dead on was talking about fucking either Hennessy or motherfucking, what's the other black drink? Jameson.
Jameson's not black.
Jameson is black. No, now, what's the other black drink? The blackest drink in America. It's like...
E&J.
E&J.
Bro, E&J. Nigga, that is Diet Henny.
That's Shasta.
What you mean?
I never heard it get called Diet Henny.
It's Diet Henny, nigga.
Nah. It's like... It's like the second level down.
It's like, yo, Henny 30.
Bro, you know...
Oh, E&J 15. Sheesh. I'm gonna take the risk, bruh. That's what the fuck E&J is.
You know what I used to do at parties? I used to take an E&J bottle and fill it with Hennessy.
Ooh, you're poor.
I used to do that shit.
What the fuck?
I used to put Hennessy in E&J so niggas don't want to drink my drink.
No.
Wow, you
no.
petty.
If niggas, really, petty, if niggas really wanted to be geniuses, they would have poured out a Coke and filled it up with Hennessy to the top.
But
ain't nobody going to ask bubbles. You to drink
Hennessy don't make bubbles.
Neither does a flat Coke.
Yeah, dude.
No, it don't.
You shake it.
No, it don't. Flat Coke like maple
Coke
syrup.
Coke is darker.
No, it ain't.
It is.
Hell nah.
Nigga,
you ever look at a Coke in the sun? It's hella darker than a Coke Hennessy in the sun.
Goofy. Hennessy in the sun is caramel.
Hennessy yeah, but Coke in the sun is not caramel.
Okay, but Coke is pitch black like Hennessy.
No, Hennessy is caramel.
Bro, do you know how... Bro,
Hennessy
you can't
is light
tell
skin.
Me...
Hennessy is light skin. Coke is dark skin.
And E&J ain't yeah, it.
It's the same thing. It's the same shit.
No, bro. I can't tell you how many times we done got away with Hennessy in the club in a Coke bottle.
Okay.
Niggas would be like, oh, hey, what's that? That boy has a 2 liter of Coca-Cola.
Okay, I honestly never bought any alcohol into the club. I always get fucked up before I go to the club.
That's cap. That's cap.
Nah, honestly. That's cap, bro. Honestly, when you're going out to the club, it only makes sense to get fucked up beforehand. Nigga, if you going to the club to get fucked up, I'm rolling with you because you must be Bill Gates.
Yeah, you got rich bread. You got bread.
Have you niggas ever been to
for a beer?
Have you ever been? All right, what's the craziest experience you've ever had going to a club?
Okay, I don't really go to clubs. I went to shows.
Shows? What's the craziest experience you ever had to a show?
Honestly, I went to a Travis Scott show one time. It was the Birds tour.
Jealous.
Continue. It was in a small venue too.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, I was in the front of the whole. I was in the middle front mosh pit the whole show.
I was with you, nigga.
You got pushed away. You got pushed away. Nigga, I was in the middle fighting for my fucking life. I was in the middle fighting for my fucking life, bro.
This man.
That's
came
the craziest
out.
Thing you happened. What about you,
bro?
Sandwich between niggas' elbow and your chest and your back, like.
What's the craziest experience you had?
I went to a club. I went to the bathroom. I seen this dude dressed up like a clown fucking a midget.
Fucking a midget.
Yeah. I was like,
bro, you don't got a cap.
I'm not even capping.
That sounds
I'm
like a
boy,
fucking
you what? Fucking capping, you fucking boy.
I'm not capping.
Boy,
that
you
sounds.
What
that
club?
Was the most liar.
It was
liar.
SF.
An SF.
Yes.
Okay,
a clown fucking a midget. Boy, that sounds so fucking written down and planned the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here,
bro. What happened? Go ahead, continue. What happened?
What happened?
I went and I was like, yo, okay.
Oh, yo.
Did you join him?
What the fuck? What?
So he just walked out.
Nigga, I was like, all of a sudden, I didn't have to take a piss no more. I was like, shit, I just
nigga,
go outside.
I got a better one for you. What's so, up? Long story short, don't ever, ever go to the club Paradise in fucking Sacramento. It
Paradise
is a gay
is
club.
In Stockton.
Not Paradise. What's the gay club?
Paradise and stock. You mean Faces and
Faces. Don't ever go to fucking Faces.
How the fuck do you know, nigga?
I know you corrected me hella fast.
I know, for real.
Actually, Paradise is in Stockton.
Yo,
my man.
The fuck you saying?
Where you be going on the weekends?
Being homophobic right now.
I'm not homophobic.
Not
at all. All right,
then shut the fuck up, niggas. All right, go ahead.
Wait, you being homophobic? Wait, nigga, what you trying to say? Like you coming out on a podcast right now or something?
No, I'm not gay. I'm just kidding. I'm not gay. No, it's because I actually been to those places, and he's like, Paradise. Everyone knows Paradise is in Stockton.
But I was talking about Faces, the club in Sacramento. Long story short, I went there with my girl. It's her best friend's birthday. She like girls. I go with my partner. I'm like, bro, you got to go with me. They going to be doing their own thing. I'm going to be there by myself. Like, I'm going to need you if
like
something happened. Sounded like a great idea. Okay. I will tell you right now that at this club, the bathrooms are very... Both can go inside. The dancers are both. You'll see niggas shaking ass and throwing dick, and you'll see girls shaking ass. But it's not as pleasant as you would think. Trust me. So I'm sitting in there, and I'm like, damn, bro, I got to go to the bathroom. Instantly, I'm like, fuck, I can go into either bathroom. First bathroom I go into is both. There's people in the stalls doing their own thing. I go, nigga, this club the toilet is to the ground. There's no stalls. Like, if you pissing, your dick is out at this club. So I'm peeing. White dude comes next to me. We both pissing. Obviously, if you at a club and there's no stalls, what do you guys think about? Obviously, if this nigga's gonna look at my dick, I don't know. Wait.
So was it like this? Was it like the urinals were going to the floor?
As bro? Close was as it, we are, the urinals like, aren't even above my knees.
No, but check this out. Was it like there was all of them weren't being used, and this nigga just comes right next to
it? It was
you,
only. Man. It was two bathrooms. Two urinals.
But I'm saying like this. You were taking a piss. And he came up. And he came right next
bro,
to you.
Bro, once you go inside, it's the stalls. Bro, right in front of the stalls is the two urinals. Nigga, if you was washing your hands, we this close. And I'm taking a piss with my dick out.
Okay.
And
we are this close. For context, we're sitting right next to each other.
For context, we're 2 feet apart. So we're this close, bro. So imagine how. Shit. That's the nigga. You, me taking a piss, I'm at the sink, bro. We're this close. And next to Steve where the couch is a stall. Like, it's literally that smushed. I'm in there taking a piss. First dude comes over, literally looks down.
What?
Nigga, what? What?
Nigga said,
Was that a dick rate? And was it a good one?
That was a dick rate, and it was kind of...
It was...
Honestly, that sounded subpar.
Is it impressive?
That didn't sound if it was impressive, he would have been like this.
No, but bro, look. So after I fucking goes out the bathroom, I'm walking back to go stand next to my boy, and we're fucking at this bar. Mind you, the bar has, how do you say, a man that's now a woman is at the bar. My boy buys us all shots, spends $100, right? Gives the bartender $100. The bartender starts beating on the counter, yelling at my boy, calling him all kind of crazy shit.
For
not giving him a tip. And my boy was like, I just spent $100 on 3 drinks. You're not getting a tip. The bartender's fucking grabbing his shirt, being hella fucking aggressive, hella crazy shit. And then I got my ass grabbed.
What the fuck? Wait, okay. I have to ask you guys a question. How do you guys feel about tipping?
As a black person, I just don't do it automatically. Wait. You know why I don't tip? Okay, so I first used to not tip because they'd be like, oh my God, this is their job. You know how much they make? I'm like, I didn't make them apply here. Okay, I didn't make them sign up here to... Oh, you're meaning to tell me I'm going to make $5 an hour and the rest are tips? How is it up to the person coming to just hang out and eat with my buddy that just got out of jail?
That's fucked up.
And I got to come in here and give you a tip for what?
Yeah. So I actually work in the service industry.
Okay.
Never get mad at people if they don't tip you because it's just so vague. You can't control that.
Yeah.
You can't really control that. But at the same time, if you're getting amazing service, you don't want to tip them for the service.
Okay, so that's how I first looked at it, but then after a while, I do 10 fingers. 10 fingers is my amount. $10 is my tip amount. If I got to ask for a refill, that's one finger down. If I got to ask you, hey, excuse me, did you remember to give me a straw? That's another finger down. But if you're asking me, hey, sir, how are you? I don't got to ask for a refill. My food come on time. You come back and check on me. Even if it's just extra shit not needed, that shows me that, hey, this guy's job is to just bring me food, but he's going above and beyond. And me as a customer who's eating, my only job is to tip. But if they're doing that, I go above and beyond.
Yeah, if someone's going above and beyond,
I go above and beyond.
But you said 10 is the base tip?
It depends also on the restaurant that I'm at.
So say $100 tab. 35. Damn, that's good. That's 35%.
Mm-hmm. Well, like usually we do 10-15%.
It's like 20%.
20%.
It's like a good rate.
Yeah, but it's like
fair is like 18, 15.
But it's like, it's just like the whole obligation to tip that just always fucked me up.
Yeah,
like,
it's you should never bring it up, because if you bring up the tip, it's like, are you expecting me to tip you?
But it's like you're hounding me strictly on being the middleman. They're the cook. I'm the person ordering the food. If the cook cooked and brought it out,
let me tip the cook.
Would I still need waiters? No.
Nah.
They're just, hey, cook. You're in here cooking. Hey, person, you're out here waiting on your food. You know what I'm saying? Cook, I got you. Person, I got you. So it's like, that's how I first looked at it. But it's like, now my philosophy is, people that work in the food industry deserve to be tipped. They're serving you food. They're providing you a service. And shit, you don't know all the drama that they're going through, especially in a crazy work area like that.
Oh my God.
So
I have so many, like, I have so much shit to say about, like, working in the food industry and stuff like that. I'm a cook. But, like, I hear so much crazy shit. People get treated like shit. It's like, where the fuck is my table? How come I couldn't sit there? I fucking hate you guys. I'm never coming back here again.
But see, you it's work like, at a bougie-ass restaurant. Okay, yeah, that's why. You work at a bougie restaurant. And a fucking Trump supporting ass complex.
Damn. But I'm saying, but this is the thing though. This is the thing though. The way how I feel about tipping is though, you should, like, I don't tip if you treat me like shit, obviously.
Obviously.
Like, if you only gave me my food, you were like, hey, what do you want? Okay, whatever. I'd be like, how do you feel about this? Oh, it's good, it's whatever. I don't give a fuck. It's like, if you really didn't even put effort into the service, I'm not tipping you shit. Because that's your job. It's the like, believe it or not, the food industry, when you're a server and all that stuff, is the entertainment industry.
Facts.
That's the entertainment industry. You're trying to make somebody feel like they're not even there. Like, they're eating this food. I have no care in the world at all.
I 100,000% agree with that, because even, like, you work in the food industry, and it's so crazy, because if I'm a customer, if I'm engaging with you and you engaging me back, I fuck with that. Yeah. If I drink my drink and it's halfway and I get a fucking refill, I fuck with that. I don't give a fuck how long I'm waiting on my food. I don't care if you leave something behind. Mm. If it's the services that are supposed to be provided, provide them. Yeah. You know straws don't come with my drink. Why do I have to ask for a straw? You know I ordered a steak. Why do I have to ask you where my silverware is? You know I just drank a Sprite. Why did you just ask me what did I have?
Yeah, like,
you should understand the pressure, but if you working on a tip, work for it. Don't ask for it. Show me that you asking for it, but not really.
Yeah, don't ever be like, you're not going to tip.
Oh, I'm not going
to
tip.
I'm not tipping nobody who says that shit to me.
Bitch,
I'm like, nigga, fuck you. I had bartenders tell me that. I'd be like this. Well, I was at work, and I got a drink at work, and they were like, you ain't gonna tip me? I was like, fuck you.
No.
Your job ain't shit. Fuck you.
No. Damn.
I was like, fuck you. You gonna tell me to tip you? We work together.
We work together. What I gotta tip you for? Nigga, we get this paid by the same niggas.
Like, come on.
Like, nigga,
I'm not the homie.
Nigga, I seen your paycheck, nigga.
Like, nigga, fuck you. You get hella more money than me. Let's suck my dick. I'm not tipping you, bro.
I respect that,
you
but...
You got me fucked up.
You just... If you want it, you just... Go above and beyond.
Yeah, and it's like... Especially when your coworkers ask for a tip. They ain't even doing shit for you.
Nah.
You're like, oh, they know what's up. Fuck them.
Have you ever... What's the craziest experience you had? Did you ever work retail before waiting?
No, that's my first and only job I've ever had, bro.
For real?
For real.
I used to work retail, bro.
What'd you work?
Hollister.
Nigga.
Hollister.
Dude.
Wait, when you had the braids, nigga?
Nah.
Ain't no way. Nigga, if you had the braids at Hollister, nigga, how you had them braids back in school, your ass would have been in the back, folding only. Excuse me, can I take a... Steve, we're done. Can you go to the back, please? We're going to go back there to talk to you. Go in the back.
He goes up to the register. He's like, I'm going to be a cashier today. And they're like, hey.
They're like, sir, we would rather just be down a cashier.
I hated
hey,
that
bro,
job
like, bro,
so much, bro.
Worst experience.
Go ahead.
Bro, it wasn't... dude, we didn't even have like security or some shit. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So we had to like catch whoever was trying to steal. And people would do like the craziest shit. And it's like, oh, if you didn't pick up on it, like that they were trying to fucking steal or some shit, that you get your, like.
Like and we gonna end it on retail and just let you continue, chime in on it, and just end it. So like end it at 40. But go ahead.
Okay. So I'm just saying they didn't have no security, they didn't have shit. So I mean, if I saw somebody stealing, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck you want me to do? Like really go chase after him, really go after that shit? And it's like, you motherfuckers is paying like shit money. Damn. Like shit money.
They were like $10 an hour.
On a part, probably even less than that, nigga. But like on a part time ass wage, nigga. I am not gonna go out of my fucking way.
It's like, you want me to beat this nigga's ass?
But for bro, you? To be honest with you, at minimum wage job is when I ever experiences the craziest shit. Nigga, when I worked at Dillard's, nigga, was crazy. Bro, look, mind you, at Dillard's, you got to wear a fucking suit and tie, button up, Dapper Dan every motherfucking day. Mm-hmm. Me, I was a thrift boy, nigga. I had 30, 40 different suits, 100 ties, shirts, button up, slacks, nigga. I was, nigga, my shit, bro, all my shit was from the thrift. So everything I had was like from the 60s and under. I came fired up. But before I get ahead of myself, nigga, we used to have niggas go in there, grab shit like this, run out.
What the grab fuck? Like a, run out. A fat, load. A shoulder full of clothes.
Shoulder full,
holding
nigga.
It like.
Nigga, I didn't experience niggas taking shit off the hangers, niggas taking entire racks. Bro, this lady went outside with two duffel bags full of polo that she bought for her husband. Nigga, the lady ran back inside with her clothes ripped off and her body was scratched up because these niggas tried to kidnap her after taking her stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Niggas would kidnap your mama over some polo.
Oh, some polo?
Polo.
Hey, it's Ralph, though. Oh, no, I'm playing. Come on. Playing.
Nigga, Ralph Lauren is for show, not for the niggas. Not until up until recently did they start including niggas in their advertisements. Let's keep it a whole book for
Jay-Z and fucking Kanye. It ain't Ralph, though.
Bro, come on.
Come on, bro. They don't fuck with you, bro.
Ralph, they don't fuck with you, bro.
They don't fuck with you.
Promise y'all.
None of these brands really fuck with you.
They don't.
Nike, none.
You might as well support your local niggas and start your own shit. Or just wear some basic shit. But niggas break, like, come on, bro. Niggas breaking their necks for Louis Vuitton. Do you know Louis Vuitton used to have an African-American zoo? Where they had African children that got pet.
Jesus, I didn't even know that.
That's fucked up. They started Louis Vuitton
had an African zoo.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
That's fucked up.
That's.
Yeah. Nigga, my chest hurts.
The worst of it, bro. I'm fucking telling you.
Honestly, man. That's fucked up. I wouldn't. Fuck Louis Vuitton, man.
Honestly, though, I mean, shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking it for my ancestors. I ain't gonna lie. I can't say fuck Louis, nigga. They should be cold.
Nigga!
I never said this shit is cold.
You meaning to tell me if somebody was like, yo, you want this Louis belt, you gonna say nah because of what did? You
no. Like, actually, I never really fucked. I only fucked with the Damier shit.
So what the belt look like,
the
though?
Fucking, the checker shit?
They got a scar?
The checker shit go crazy, but I personally, I've never been a belt nigga. Like, never in my life have I ever given a fuck.
You were sagging all the time?
Sagging never all the sag. Time just to show the belt, bro.
You know why I wasn't
got the
sagging?
Belt to defeat the purpose,
you know
nigga?
Why I never sag, bro? You know what sagging is backwards? Niggas. What's sagging spelled backwards?
Niggas.
Damn. That's exactly why I don't sag.
I don't know. That's some fake deep shit. I don't know.
That's some real shit. What you sagging for? Like, nigga, I used to pull my pants up and niggas would be like, bro, look, okay, so niggas will always say, oh, nigga, you not sagging? You hella gay. How is you having your ass cheeks out gayer than me having my pants up to my waist?
I thought that's what sagging was. I didn't think it was niggas. I thought it was just niggas. I thought it was some gay shit niggas used to do in jail. And then they come out and niggas is like, oh, that nigga cold. He's holding his pants down. It's like,
no, in all actuality, that is one alternative. But the other side was niggas that sag If you have a gun in your waist without a holster, it's extremely heavy. It's going to cause your pants to sag below your waistline, which creates sagging. So normal guys see the guys with guns sagging. They're like, yo, this guy looks tough. And all he's doing is sagging his jeans.
All this thing I'm gonna doing sag is showing my jeans. Butt.
All he's doing is showing his butt.
Yo, that nigga's showing his ass. He's hard.
He's hard.
Steve, you got both your butt cheeks put away.
Gay.
Gay. Huh? Y'all backwards.
I'm trying to see them polos, nigga.
That's cold.
Nigga, let me see your ass cheeks, nigga.
Nigga. Fuck that.
Bro, nigga's like, I'm cool. I feel like I'm too old to sag.
Dude, that era was so fucked up. How the fuck you gonna call somebody out for not having their pants down? Bro, you look like a square.
Gay.
You ain't showing your ass.
So you was looking at me to see my ass. You're gay. Gay. That's the whole reason I really never gave a fuck about, like, True Religion jeans. Like, never in my life.
I got a whole problem with
you. You didn't care about shoes?
Never. Never. Never once in my whole black man life have I ever given a fuck about truth. Fuck
jeans. The worst quality jeans I've ever seen.
You a lie.
Fuck
that quality crazy. Bitch.
The real
trash.
Nigga.
Levi's is better.
What?
Yes.
Nigga, True Religions. Okay, I don't fuck with True Religions, but
the double stitching.
They never fade and they never shrink.
Trash. No, they're trash, bro.
Nigga,
they're
put one pair of 501s in hot water, you can't wear them ever again.
You're supposed to wear them in a jacuzzi. That's kind of a thing.
Before you make that face, Steve, he is 100% accurate. That is how you're supposed to. Fit your Levi jeans. To buy a size bigger, get in a hot tub or a hot bath so they fit you. But as a man, I don't want no dick tight jeans. That's just me. I rock skinnies. I rock slims. Okay, probably about as slim as that, and probably about as baggy as this is all I'll go. But
I'm wearing Dickies, and my bro's wearing like some like slim, like really slim. He's a really built guy. He's really built, so his like legs are pretty big. They look like skinnies, but they're really like straight
legs. This nigga describing him like this is a fucking slave auction.
No, I'm trying to give people context. I'm trying to give people context.
This, tell me off, bro. What the fuck?
Damn. Hey, he got some real broad shoulders. He could probably lift.
Oh hell
probably lift two stacks of hay.
25, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75, 75
nigga could pick five zips of cotton an hour. Five zips of cotton an hour.
Do you know how much a pound of cotton is?
I don't know.
Do you know how, like...
How much it would go for?
How big, how like, how big of a bag it would have to be a pound of cotton?
Nigga, massive. How would you...
It has to be way bigger than a bag of weed.
Easily. Nigga, I mean, it's a pound. Like, nigga, like, what's a pound of brick compared to a pound of weed? Like, obviously, it's going to be hella different. But...
That's a lot of picking.
That's a lot of fucking picking.
And we're going to pick up later.
And honestly, before we start talking about some deep-ass slave shit, we're going to end it here and pick up next week. This is Let's Talk Forella, and this is Cyphersome with my mans,
DeAndre
and Maseko.
Also, the background beat is provided by Maseko, so the entire time you're hearing the podcast, it's all Maseko's son. Shouts out to this man.
Multi-talented,
multi-platforms, photographer, but and he saves lives. Real G.I. Joe type nigga over here, man.
look at this nigga blushing.
Look at this black ass nigga blushing. All right, y'all, we see you next week.
How you blushing, Peace. Go ahead.
Hope you guys enjoyed Cyphersome. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Forella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Forella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.